It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're commercial-free on the Brett Magga Show. So, man, this weather has just been beautiful. So I took my son and my daughter, who are 3 and 1, to the park. We love going to different parks. And we're at the park in Warson Woods. And we had the whole park to ourselves, and it was awesome. We were playing, shooting hoops, playing basketball. And then all of a sudden, my guess, they're between 9 and 11 is the age. 3 of these kids show up. And they were... man, crazy. Trying to figure out the right word. They were intense. And one of the kids, I'll just put it this way. One of the kids was like swearing and yelling, and they're being so like crazy and over the top. That he was like, goes to my son, staring at him, because my son is such an observer, so he's just staring at this kid like, what are these kids doing? And he's like, yo, man, don't let us be a bad influence on you.
Oh my gosh. Did he have a cigarette in his mouth, too?
That's hilarious.
I just thought it was the funniest thing. Guys, my son is watching these kids play. Look at Hannah. Take a look and describe what you see.
Okay, so Brett's son is standing close to the camera, looking in the distance at these kids, just like with his arms down, just like.
Yeah, but then look what the kid is doing. Can you see where the kid is at?
No.
He's on top of the swing set.
Oh my gosh!
He's on top.
He was blending in. Okay, this kid is literally like Johnny Knoxville style, sitting on top of the huge structure at the park.
On top of the swing set, yes. This is how crazy these kids
are. Where are the parents?
Well, they look like the kids are in school uniforms, like they just came from school. Is that right?
Yeah, they just came out of school. They rode their bikes over there and literally on top of the swing set. It's absolute crazy and chaos. And whatever, the kids are kids. Right. I'm not being one of those parents. I'm not. Guys, this is the part of the story. The point of the story is it gets worse, guys. I'm sitting there. My son's like kind of like, let's go home now at this point. And I'm like, okay. And one of the kids comes walking by, and I'm not paying attention because I'm like getting our stuff together. And the kid's like, hey, man, did you leave some sunglasses over by the swing set? And I said, oh, yeah, thanks, man. And he said, yep. And so I walk over, I'm like, to grab my sunglasses before I left.
Oh, no.
They're crushed.
They crushed my sunglasses, guys.
Wow.
Shattered them onto the ground. I know. It was a crazy experience.
Okay, wait.
These hoodlums took me out.
They bullied you.
They took me out, guys. Yes. They came over there. They started cussing, spitting, yelling, climbing on top of stuff. And then they just took my sunglasses and they're like, screw this dude, and smashed them right in front of me.
And then reminded you that you left him there.
Yeah. And then they said, oh, man, your sunglasses are over there.
Bunch of punks.
The story gets even crazier. It takes a twist.
No way.
Yes, 3 minutes away from the twist. I was just talking about how I got punked out at the park, basically, by a bunch of hoodlums. We're commercial free on the Brett Magga Show. I always take my kids to parks, and so we went to the park in Warson Woods to have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and we're at the park, had the park to ourselves. My son brought a basketball. He's like showing my 1-year-old how to shoot hoops, which was the funniest thing ever. He's like, you got to shoot like this, Em. And we had the whole park to ourselves, and we were just loving this weather we had. And then a couple of kids rode up on their bikes. I would guess between 9 and 11. They started climbing on top of the swing set. They're like swearing. It was mass chaos. And they literally even told my son, like, don't let us be a bad influence on you, dude. Me and my son. Yeah. And my son is like just watching, like, oh my God. And as we go to leave, they told me that, hey, did you leave some sunglasses over there? And I was like, oh yeah. So I walked over as they left and my sunglasses were just shattered. And I was like, oh, damn. So I took a picture and I was like, well, I'll tell this story on the air. These kids just punked me out, right. Left, and they weren't even afraid of me. They were like, we're just going to smash these dudes' sunglasses. And as I told you, the story takes a twist and ends differently than I expected. As I'm leaving, I hear from the distance, hey, man, hey, hey. And these kids come running back down this hill.
Hmm.
And one of the kids is like, look, man. My friend broke your sunglasses. I don't know why he did that. I don't know what he was thinking. We went to the dollar store and we got you some new ones that kind of look the same. Hopefully
what?
That's okay.
Oh, whoa. No way.
They ran up to the dollar store and bought me new sunglasses as I was packing up to leave and got back in time.
Oh, wow.
So those are my new sunglasses, guys, from the dollar store.
Accountability.
Yeah, that's awesome. I take back my punk.
I took the total twist that I saw coming.
That's
like, obviously, they shouldn't have broken it, but they did take accountability, realized that they needed to repair that, like, action. And my wife did point out to me, she's like, I love how they knew that those dollar store sunglasses looked exactly the same.
Like, okay, we know this guy's cheap taste.
So. Like, they should look exactly the same. And yo, so I'm rocking some $1.25 Dollar Tree sunglasses because there's a Dollar Tree right there.
That's crazy.
Isn't it a crazy story?
But it kind of puts your faith back in humanity.
That's what my wife texted.
She's like, go, kids.
Faith in humanity restored.
Yes, yeah.
She's like, younger generation. Oh, my God. Okay, faith in humanity restored.
Right. You, like, taught kids life lessons without even knowing it.
That's how I do it, Hannah. The funniest part about my sunglasses is I've wanted to, like, get nice sunglasses, but I always lose them. So my wife bought me some cheap sunglasses. And when we're at Morning Show Boot Camp, which is, like, this big event in San Diego, we were standing next to this big time national radio show that are friends of mine, and they're like talking to me like, hey man, how's it going? And they were totally bro-ing it up, looking and acting like they're so cool. And I left my sunglasses on the table, and the waitress is like, who left these sunglasses? All these guys were wearing, like, what were they wearing,
like,
Hannah?
Versace, Gucci.
Yeah, they were all decked out.
Designer from head to toe.
I was embarrassed to grab my cheap $2 Amazon right. sunglasses. I was like, oh yeah, those are mine. And they're like, they literally were like, so what are those, man? Like, are those Ray-Bans? No, no.
they're Ray-Brands. Yeah.
And so then I was like, well, now they're going to really be like, yo, what are those? Those are Dollar Trees.
And at least you have a good story to go with it.
Yeah, these are Dollar Trees. And Dollar Tree goes to $1.25 now, guys. So it's no longer just
those
a dollar.
Those are bougie now.
Yeah, I'm bougie now. The question that's been on everyone's mind, will AB need surgery or not? If you've been following along this crazy story, she had like a finger ulcer, which we've never heard of before, and it hasn't gone away. Her finger turned black. She looked like the dude from Mr. Deeds, where like his foot's like black. Like that's what her finger looked like. She went to the doctor and found out if she's going to need surgery. Update coming her way in 3 minutes. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.